Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying for you through the Bible verse by verse. Today I'm going to be reading Exodus 37 verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits and its width 1.5 cubits and 1.5 cubits. Its height. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside and made a molding of gold for around it. He cast 4 rings of gold for it in its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to bear the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. Its length was 2.5 cubits and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of beaten work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. One cherub at the one end and 1 cherub at the other end. He made the cherubim of 1 piece with the mercy seat at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. He made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 2 cubits, its width was 1 cubit, and its height was 1.5 cubits. He overlaid it with pure gold and made a gold molding around it. He made a border of a hand's width around it and made a golden molding on its border around it. He cast 4 rings of gold for it and put the rings in 4 corners that were on 4 feet. The rings were close by the border, the places for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the vessels which were on the table, its dishes, its spoons, its bowls, and its pitchers with which to pour out of pure gold. Mind if I pray for you? I went one extra verse. Sorry about that. Well, I guess it's good. We can always have more scripture in our life. Lord Jesus, thank you for these verses and thank you for showing us and giving us a picture of what the Ark of the Covenant looks like. I mean, many of us have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, so we've seen a facsimile of what that may look like with the angel's wing covering the mercy seat the poles that would go through the rings and people would carry it. And we see later, when someone tried to steady the Ark of the Covenant and was killed because wasn't carrying it correctly, this is a holy object and is meant to be treated with, I don't know if kid gloves is the right word, but just with great honor and great respect. And I thank you so much, Lord, that you wanted this to last, that you covered it with gold, and that these precious metals were protecting this very thing. Because we all know, anyone that's been around the earth a few times, we know that wood can rot, and we know that termites are a thing. And so we know that you have preserved this. So I thank you so much for that, Lord, and that these sacred objects were made with skill and with strength and with complete guidance. And so, Lord, today I pray for our lives. We need the skill and the wisdom to live our lives. We need your guidance. We need your help. Lord, many of us are struggling with mental illness. We're struggling with depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. There are people that have suicidal ideation, people that are just struggling, Lord. And we, just like in the book of Exodus, we need your instructions. We need your wisdom to be able to know what is the next step. And we pray for the people in our lives who are struggling with mental illness. And we pray that you would give us wisdom on how to love them well. Lord, for those who are trying to figure out what kind of medication helps, I pray that that process would go smoothly. It wouldn't take forever. I know that that can sometimes take a really long time to find the right way to attack that disease. And Lord, I pray that you would increase the capacity of counselors to bear the weight of those who are hurting. But I also pray for the body of Christ, that you would increase our capability of empathy, that we would be a listening people and not just a blasting people who want to say things with our mouths. Instead, that we would use our ears far more than our mouths and listen to our friends and pray for one another. Lord, you do promise healing when we pray for one another. And so I just pray for circles of prayer around people battling mental illness today. And Lord, I pray for those who are working at children's advocacy centers around the world and the nation who are having all that secondary trauma. And I pray that you would strengthen them today. Give them hope and perseverance, and just pour your life and your hope into them, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is actually brought to you by a mental health professional, Michelle Niedert, and she has a great website called yourmentalhealthcoach.com. And so if you are battling a mental illness or you have a friend or a family member who is, you can go to that podcast and find out so much great information. She also has, for those of you who are parents out there, a podcast called Raising Mentally Healthy Kids. It's the Raising Mentally Healthy Kids podcast. And again, that's hosted by Michelle Niedert. Now, she has a new book that came out the same day as mine, of my Misunderstood book, and it's called Make Up Your Mind. And she co-wrote it with Denise Past. And in the table of contents, some of the chapters, I'm going to read some of them to you. Chapter one, Why Are You Here? The Angry Mindset Battling Bitterness and Unforgiveness. The Anxious Mindset Battling Fear and Restoring Peace. The Depressive Mindset, the Discontented Mindset, the Doubtful Mindset, Helpless, Hurried, Lonely, Scarcity Mindset, the Victim Mindset. That last one is Battling Insecurity and Rejection with the Mind of Christ. And so they are basically going to help you work on those messages that you've been believing for a really long time and help you to kind of retrain your mind, just as the scripture talks about, to be able to live with more clearer focus and more hope than you ever have before. So if that's you, and it's certainly me, pick up Make Up Your Mind by Denise Pass and Michelle Niedert. And Michelle, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I know that you're a listener to this show, a very faithful listener. So thank you for listening and for supporting the podcast.